Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Thursday, April 18th, and we are here trying to help you make more informed, better, less bad financial decisions. If there's something going on in your life, it could be big or it could be small. It could be one of those questions like, are we on the right track? Which, you know, we get all the time. We always have a way of squeezing out some interesting factoids about you that make the conversation fascinating to us, to me and Mark, and I think to the rest of the listeners. So we love it when you join us live. So just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and then complete the form. Of course, check the box if you want to come on the air live. While you're on the website, hey, guess what? My book is still available for sale. It's called The Great Money Reset. It's out in paperback. And we would be so delighted if you would purchase that book because you know what? I have to make sure that I can continue to help the economy by doing my fair share of spending. Today, we are talking to listener Beverly, who's on the line from Washington State. Hello, Beverly. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Tell us what we can do for you.
Well, my husband and I are getting ready to retire, and this is all new to us. I feel like we're just totally confused and don't know what to do. We didn't have like leadership when we were growing up. Our parents didn't invest in 401ks or any of that. So we've kind of muddled through our lives doing the best we could do.
I bet it's better than you think. I don't know why. I just have this sense. I really do. I've not even read your email. I know you sent us an email, but often I don't even read them before we get on the air. So Beverly, how old are you?
I will be 67 in July and my husband will be 69 in September.
And you're both still working full time?
We're both still working. His end of date, last day of work will be June the 30th. And I'm going to try and stick it out through the end of the year.
But if anyone's mean to you, you're a risk to go before then.
Oh, you betcha. Absolutely.
How much do you guys earn right now?
I think his was at 119 and I was just a little over 100. I was at...
That's all right. So we could say 220 together.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And was that good enough income for you to live the lives you want to live?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about the savings that you guys have done. So on that $220,000, I presume you both have retirement accounts. Tell us about those first.
We both have 401ks.
Mm-hmm. How much is in there?
Mine is $453,000. His is $794,000.
Great. Fantastic. And those are all pre-tax dollars?
They're 401ks. But I just called just before our call because I knew we have Roth built in them.
Yep.
So I knew that was going to be important. So my Roth is at $65,918. His is at $110,638.
So that's part of the total you just gave me, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Great. That's great. Do you have other investments in addition to this, either an old retirement plan, an IRA somewhere?
Yes. So between, for our other 401ks, we have an additional $70,000. Mm-hmm. We have, I don't know if you're talking about cash as well.
Yeah, sure. Let's do. So we have another $70,000 in pre-tax retirement.
Uh-huh.
Cash. And then, before we do cash, what about brokerage? Do you have a brokerage account?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And cash. Let's talk about the cash.
$170,000.
Great. You guys are in great shape. Would either of you be entitled to a pension?
Yes, my husband has a pension.
Tell me about it. See how excited I get? This is how you really turn me on, gang, when you tell me pension. As soon as you say that, I get, tell me about it.
Oh, I know, because you don't hear of that word anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a pension, and that's the other question that I wanted to ask, is we're kind of like on the fence. What do we do? Does he get the whole 100% or do we use me as the spousal, you know, benefit? So yes, he has a pension, and if he gets the full amount, he would be getting $5,158 a month.
Okay. If we chose the joint,
yes.
What does that look like?
If we did the joint at 100%, he'd be getting $4,085. At 50%, it would be $4,560. At 66.67%, it would be $4,390. I was leaning towards if we did that at the 50%, which would be $4,560.
Okay. I'm just going to look at that. How's your health? How's his health?
It's great.
Great. Thank you. Knock some wood somewhere, will you? Tell me about the house that you own, do you own, I should say. I assumed you owned, but maybe you don't. What? Tell me about your house.
So we have our home that we currently live in full time. Mm-hmm. And what do you want to know?
How much is it worth, your primary residence?
It is worth about $920-ish.
Is there a mortgage that remains?
We owe about $113 on it. And I know you don't like to hear this, but I was thinking of maybe paying it off. But
no, you're not. No, you're not. What's your interest rate?
It's like 3.2 or something.
No, you're not paying that off. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other real estate?
Yes, we have. We have three other houses.
What? You only need one to live in? Okay, wait. Three other rental properties. I'm writing this down. Mm-hmm. All of these you guys own, or do you own them with any partners?
No, they're all ours.
Okay. Let's do this in a methodical way. Rental property number one, how much is it worth?
About $400.
Is there a mortgage on it?
Yes, that one has a small mortgage, $117.
And well, what is the rate?
4.25.
Okay. What's the second house worth?
So the second house is $505.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't owe anything on that.
Okay. That's a very low interest rate then.
No interest rate. That one, we have not put another renter in it. Our renter, it's been rented since 1996, but when our last renters moved out, they did a job on it. And we're just kind of on the fence. Are we going to sell it? Are we going to put another renter in it?
Okay.
Are we going to go and when we retire, maybe hang out there a little bit? So we're kind of on the fence right now.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay. Third.
Okay, the other house is worth about $670, and we don't have a mortgage on that.
And that's rented?
For just short-term rentals right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. So on that first home, the $400,000,
yes.
What is the income that you receive from that home?
I get $2,400 a month on that.
But that's the gross. You don't clear that.
No, I don't.
So if I were to look at your current spending, what do you think you spend or you'd like to spend as you are now? You know, here it is, 2024, you're going to retire. Do you know how much money you need to spend?
I'm thinking we've not sat down. I've just kind of thrown some numbers and mentally looked at things that, what our budget should be. I'm going to say about $7,500.
I'm going to say eight because I'm going to give you a little boost there.
Okay.
Eight
okay.
grand a month.
And they're still good. By the way, they don't know at all what they're doing. They have a $5,000 a month pension, $1.5 million saved, $1.5 million in rental properties.
I know. I am about to kiss you, Beverly, because you're so fabulous. You really are. You guys have done an amazing job. You have however you bumbled through this, I don't care. You may not have had anyone to help you. You've done a phenomenal job. Your husband is entitled to a pension. Would he also be entitled to Social Security?
Yes. Okay, so let me tell you about Social Security.
Tell it to
me. He turned full retirement age. I had him start collecting on it because there's what's called a windfall.
Yeah, the windfall elimination provision.
Yes. So I told him, I said, you may as well collect the full amount while you can because they're going to cut it up to 40%. So he's been doing that for probably a couple years now.
Okay.
And so that is right now it's at 1600, but that could get cut up to 40%.
Okay. So that'll be whatever it'll be. And what about your Social Security?
I think, so I'm trying to figure out, that's another question. Do I wait till I'm 70?
Mm-hmm. What's you your, let me ask you this. At age 70, what would your Social Security be? Because this could be an interesting way to think about the pension choice also. So what would your age 70 Social Security be?
The last time I looked at it, I'm going to say it's about 3,300, I believe, at the age of 70.
Okay. That's great. So, you know, presumably, if we just kind of like play this out a little bit, let's say that your husband loses, let's just say he goes to $1,000 a month, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then instead of doing the 5,100, we do the joint and 50% as you were thinking. That's the 4,560, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So then we have the 4560 plus the 1,000 that he would get as Social Security, right?
Uh-huh.
And then we wait a few years in order to get you to your age 70. And we are golden, baby. We are golden. Okay. And what I would do in the 3 years before you collect mm-hmm. is I would, so let's say you know, by the way, you could retire June 30th also. It wouldn't kill you. But you could literally take the money out of your pre-tax accounts, pull the money out, little mm-hmm. like, and I would take from his pre-tax, because he's going to have, both of you are going to have this, but he specifically, with almost $800,000 and 700 of it being pre-tax, he's uh-huh. going to have required minimum distributions. And okay. you guys are going to be in a high tax bracket still, because you're going to have income. So okay. what I would try to do is, in these few years that you have before you claim Social Security, I would pull money out of his pre-tax account and uh-huh. use that to live on. Now, I know what you want to do. I know you want to pay down the mortgage. It uh-huh. really does not make a ton of sense to do it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if you're holding a gun to my head and you say I cannot sleep at night because of this,
uh-huh.
then I could like live a little bit, but like it's just not a great idea. And do you guys have adult children?
They're all grown, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there any idea around like adult children, grandchildren that like you want to pass any of this real estate to anybody? Just because that's sort of an interesting possibility here.
We know that there's going to be something left in the end, but we clarified a couple of things years ago because my husband was, you know, I don't want to get rid of this property because I want to leave it for the kids. And way back then I said, we've worked hard for ourselves. I'm not working to leave stuff for my kids. I know there'll be stuff left over, but in the end, you know, we're going to live our lives with what we have. So
there isn't
anything that I have like targeted, like, oh, I want to leave, you know, at this point there is not, you know, we know there'll be something left.
I got to tell you something. You guys are in amazing shape. You can do whatever you want. You could literally do whatever you want. So if you want to say I'm done on June 30th with my husband, mm-hmm. you can be done. All right. Mm-hmm. There's not a problem here. I like the idea of the joint and 50%. I like you delaying to age 70. Mm-hmm. Okay. And look, on the rental properties, you know, if you sell property number two for $500,000, uh-huh. you're going to have a walloping tax liability. You know that, right? Because
right.
what did you buy that for?
The five, the one that's
yeah.
Valued at five.
Yeah.
We built that ourselves.
Oh boy. Okay. So here's your choices. You say, who cares? I'll sell it. I'll pay the tax that's due. I wouldn't sell that this year. I would rather do it next year, by the way, when your incomes mm-hmm. go down a little bit, just a tiny uh-huh. bit. You could sell it, pay the tax, move on. If you say that you're going to keep property number three, the 670, mm-hmm. and then what you could potentially do is if you wanted to sell your primary residence and then make the second home your primary residence for, you know, two of the next 5 years after that, you could,
yes.
you could potentially have a nice tax savings there. But again, honestly, Beverly, it doesn't matter. So mm-hmm. if you paid some taxes and you weren't exactly tax efficient because you want flexibility and you like your second home and you like your primary residence, then you can afford to do this.
Given that they're in such good shape, any objection to taking the full survivor benefit? It's only like $500 a month, I think.
Well, I was thinking about that. The differential of that $500 a month, the only reason why you would not do it is like you think for some reason that your health wasn't quite as good as you think, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you said you're in good health. And I mean, you could, here's the difference. You have security knowing that you will have this income for the rest of your life. And what
right.
you give up isn't so big. It really is not. So uh-huh. if you want it to be, I mean, look, it doesn't really matter because you have so much money and all this equity. So I don't think it does make a big difference.
Uh-huh.
But if you said, well, it may not be financially the smartest move because it probably isn't, because probably the 50% is a better deal for you long term, because
right.
you'll, for that haircut that you take,
mm-hmm.
you don't need it because you have the security. But if you just wanted it, you can just take it and say, so what? So it's $4,000 a month plus his $1,000 plus my $3,300. Our lives are set. We could like rock and roll. And if at any time we feel a little bit like, oh, we want to spend more money, or we have 17 grandchildren, now we want to start gifting, you can mm-hmm. sell one of these houses, you can gift money. But as you said, look, you're young now. I hope you have 20, 30 more years where you're just going to have fun. And if that's the case, you can spend some more money, you can gift some, but none of these decisions particularly is going to impact your life.
Okay, great. I have one more thing I want to mention. I mean,
do
I
it.
Have several things, but I'm trying to like get everything out there.
Sure.
So we had one of our other houses, we had five houses, but we're coming up on 2 years where we sold it and we are carrying the contract on that. So
oh,
we
you
have,
mean you're holding the mortgage?
We're holding the mortgage, yes.
Okay. What's that liability?
Oh, the balance is like about 240 some. And the reason why I did this is because I feel that, I mean, if they decide to not pay 3 months later, it becomes ours again. So
I know it's only a pain in the neck more than anything else, right? There's
you're
like a legal
right.
process and a pain in the neck. What's the interest rate on the mortgage on the note that you're holding?
5%.
I don't think that, I mean, that just like, it's a receivable, right? You're going to get this money over time. It's great. It's just,
okay,
I mean, it is income. You have to declare it as income.
Yes. Now, I want to get your thought on when you talked about selling the house that was worth about 500.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking if we didn't rent it again, of maybe doing that to that house.
Nah,
you mentioned
just
selling
give me the
it.
Cash.
Just get the whole cash.
Let's get the cash because you're going to have to pay tax on the sale no matter what.
Okay.
So in that
okay.
case, give me the cash and let's go.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys have your estate documents done?
Yes.
You're so good. I'll tell you something.
Thank you.
I don't know. You have good instincts. Whatever it was in the water in Washington State, you did a great job, both of you. So I hope you enjoy this news. Maybe if you feel like that joint 100% is kind of like a safer way to go and it gives you some security, then do it. Absolutely
uh-huh.
do it. Sometimes peace of mind does weigh out over the actual numbers. And I'm sure that someone's going to crunch the numbers and tell me that no, you must do this other one. But you know, if you feel comfortable that way, then do it. Your comfort is worth a lot to me.
Okay, great.
All right.
Jill, this has been fantastic.
Fantastic. Here we have, ladies and gentlemen, yet another Jillionaire. It's just fantastic to hear from you all. Thank you all for sharing your story. So if you're like Beverly and her husband and you're thinking about retirement, you're feeling a little unsure, that's okay. Just go to the website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air live. Check out all of our content that lives at Jill on Money. You can subscribe to this show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. And of course, put your hands metaphorically or physically on someone's back. Someone needs a hug today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. forming strong teams to support them. Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.